The job of the blender is to combine these elements in such a way as to produce an overall flavour.
A wider repertoire of different beverages than ever before.
I think one of the most interesting breweries, and certainly one of the most interesting origin stories for a brewery in Australia.
Single malts, blends, grain whiskies, bourbons and more.
If you want mezcal to be sold around the world, then unfortunately you're going to have to make a compromise.
This is the Drinks Adventures podcast. I'm James Atkinson, and this is the show where I speak to some of the world's most exciting producers of beer, wine and spirits and uncover trends and issues in the drinks industry today. No craft beer style has captured the imagination of Australian drinkers in recent years like Pacific Ale. Or is it a style? Well, we'll get onto that a bit later on in this episode. Either way, there's been a raft of beers hitting the market bearing the Pacific Ale moniker since 2018, when a court effectively ruled the title was fair game for other brewers to use. The latest entrant to this emerging subgenre of beers is Little Creatures Pacific Ale, coinciding with the pioneering brewer's 21st anniversary this year. There's also a new hazy IPA, and the entire range has had a bit of a facelift, with eye-catching new branding that puts the iconic Little Creatures cherub front and centre on the cans. In this special episode of the Drinks Adventures podcast, produced with the support of Little Creatures, you'll meet head brewer Russ Gosling and ambassador Paul Daly. And I began by asking Paul about the intent behind Little Creatures Pacific Ale and the process that went into creating the beer.
It starts with the DNA. And, you know, that beautiful DNA of stone and wood Pacific Ale is a great body of wheat and pale malt. And then that, you know, that hop galaxy, which, you know, shot to prominence in the late 2000s, you know, that's the starting point. That's 2008. And I think there's a great evolution of every style in 13 years over the time that that style's really been around. And I think the brewers really sort of took a note of, well, you know, that's stone and wood, but what would the beer be now if we created it in 2021? And, you know, a lot has changed since 2008, 2007. Brewing techniques, you know, just the amount of, you know, late edition hops that we're putting into a beer in 2021 is completely different. Not the amount, but, you know, when we put them in. This beer takes on, I guess, a little bit of the cues from the hazy trend. And it does add some of the hops during that biotransformation process, so that active fermentation. And I think that gives it a bit of a juicy character to this beer when you compare them side by side. So that's that 2021. What would the beer be like now?
While they are both part of the broader pale ale family, Little Creatures Pacific Ale differs to its brethren, Little Creatures Pale Ale, in terms of its raw ingredients. Head brewer Russ Gosling says the use of T90 hop pellets, preferred by the vast majority of craft brewers, results in a very different flavour outcome in the Pacific Ale.
So we don't dry hop our Creatures Pale Ale. We just use the leaf hop in the hop back to try and derive all the aromatics that we actually want. And we feel that approach provides greater refinement and delicacy. When you use T90s, you've got greater surface area when you add the material to the beer for the extraction of a lot of that green vegetative components from the leaf matter. And you do get a greener, kind of harsher astringency when you use that material. So if you compare pale ale, which, you know, utilizes whole leaf hops in the hop back versus our Pacific Ale, which is T90s dry hop, then you can really see the difference between the two outcomes of using the different processes in both of those beers. And I think the Pacific Ale does have a touch of that kind of pelletiness to it, which I think suits that style. And pale ale kind of is more refined, more polished, I suppose.
And when I was talking to Paul, he was saying that you were kind of aiming for just a little bit more aromatic lift than some of the other Pacific Ales that are already on the market.
Yeah, look, we wanted to make sure that it heroed the galaxy and that the beer sang. And, all our beers really are designed to deliver a refreshment. So that means flavour plus balance. I still think it's got flavour and balance. When I taste it in comparison to some of our competitors, I do personally feel that it does have a little bit more aroma and flavour. It's a Pacific ale that actually does the style justice, if you know what I mean.
And I notice it's also got another hop variety in it as well, Magnum hops, which I'm not too familiar with, as well as Galaxy.
Well, Magnum is a German hop, which is a lot of people attribute it to having very refined and delicate bitterness. And we certainly like it at Creatures and have played with it quite a lot. So it's not the hop that you're heroing, but it does create that really nice, clean bitterness for you then to build your further layers of flavour on, if you know what I mean.
The Little Creatures Pacific Ale also has a contrasting grain bill that includes some caramel malts.
When you try the beer, you almost get a really slight toastiness, whereas otherwise I think that with, say, a Pacific Ale like Stone and Wood, you get more of a really nice sort of bread dough, uncooked characteristic, maybe even just a touch of sourdough in there. But I would definitely say bread dough, and that's that light body. So I think that's another difference. People talk about the hops, but those two differences between the two, which I think is, again, lends itself to an opportunity to have lots of Pacific Ales in the market and a wonderful three-dimensional element for the Little Creatures, which I'm actually really, really enjoying right now.
And I think there might be, like, you know, possibly even as many as 20 beers labelled Pacific Ale on the market these days. But, of course, there's no actual official Pacific Ale style that these beers can be entered into. Do you think that we in Australia should now be pushing to have Pacific Ale recognised as a beer style in beer competitions?
And I guess it's up to the consumer and how popular it becomes, really, because I think that a lot of beer judging competitions, you know, you're going to be hesitant to put a style in that is quite small without, you know, there's so many styles that pop up. You're not going to create a style category just for a beer that might fall away. Pacific Ale's been associated with a single brand for so many years, but Pacific Ale is such a fantastic opportunity for a real true indigenous, modern indigenous style of beer for Australia, using ingredients that I call this beer Australia in a beer glass, because everything about the beer just lends itself to consumption in an Australian environment that evokes so many amazing memories. If this was a food, this beer, it would be hot chips at the beach, salty hot chips with a glass of Passiona. It's got, you know, it's got all the elements of that beautiful wheat body, sort of soft mouthfeel, dry finish, and this gorgeous, you know, passion fruit fizz that falls away and makes you want to have another sip. And that's the opportunity for this style. And I think we could see multiple Pacific Ales on tap banks next to each other, just like we see multiple IPAs, multiple pale ales. There's no reason why. But I think that we need to see more impact with it. We need to see more distribution and more volume come through for it to really be accepted as this is that style.
Also new in the Little Creatures range for summer 2021 is a hazy IPA showcasing the big juicy characters of no less than six different American and Australian hop varieties. There's Eldorado, Galaxy, Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic and Azarka. I asked Russ Gosling his opinion on this emerging genre of beers.
Well, initially I was a little bit sceptical because initially the ones I tried I hadn't particularly enjoyed. And I found that the, people call it hop burn, I call it hop dirt or whatever it is, that character is not integrated well in the beer. We have done a lot of work over the last few years at Creatures in terms of playing around with fermentation hopping and getting some of those biotrans characters coming through in different ways. But the upside with the hazy, I suppose, is what we recognised is that the outcome in terms of the beer in the glass was low bitterness, which meant that I suppose they're more approachable. And the characters that you get from the esters and from the biotransformation tend to be very fruity rather than hoppy. So we recognise that the style had potential in terms of appeal more broadly with the consumer base, basically because they were fruity and less bitter. And I think you can see that trend is now starting to move kind of beyond the craft beer geek kind of consumer, and it's becoming more broadly accepted. Certainly in my local pub, a lot of the youngsters are drinking hazy beers, and I put that down to the fact that they're more approachable in terms of bitterness and perhaps the hop character, rather than being hoppy, that it's more fruity, and I think it's gaining more popular appeal.
Now, you mentioned earlier one of my bugbears with hazy beers, which is Hopburn, and I will commend you on the Creatures Hazy IPA, because it's got that really lovely softness about it that you want with the mouthfeel. Is that something that took a lot of trial and error for you to be able to achieve?
Not really, no. We have played around with a number of beers that we've produced over the last couple of years, so we did a lot of learning in that regard, but fundamentally, with this beer, we wanted to make sure that it delivered refreshment. And to do that, I needed to make sure that there was no Hopburn character at all. Otherwise, it would just lose appeal. And we'd done enough work over the last couple of years with various different beers to actually understand how to achieve that. And I think we've done that. It only really took us one go to get it right. But I suppose fundamentally, we had some key learnings through other projects that enabled us to achieve it quite quickly.
And what are the most important things that you have to do in the brewery to, you know, to ensure that you're not getting any of those harsher characters in the finished beer?
Well, there's a few things there to talk about. One is making sure that the mass of hop is at the right level. And so in terms of the hot side hopping, we use some CO2 extract, which is a very clean product. It's been around for a long time, and a lot of European brewers use it. But you can employ a couple of techniques and use different hop materials to try and, I suppose, make sure that the mass of green matter you're adding is not going to go over. And then ultimately, it's about using the right hop varieties at the right time in the process and at the right temperature in order to deliver the outcome. So, yeah, it took a little bit of trial and error through a few other beers that we'd done, but quite quickly we learned what we needed to do in terms of constructing the recipe, in terms of which hop material to use at what point in the process, and then in terms of that dry hopping bit, when to add it and at what temperature and how much you can add in order to deliver the outcome that you want and remove that hop burn. It's not difficult, but you just need to, I suppose, understand the hops you're using and when you're using them and how much to use and what the right time and temperatures are.
And I understand that with the arrival of Hazy IPA, it's meant the unfortunate demise of Little Creatures IPA. Were you disappointed to see that beer cast aside?
Yes and no. I suppose one of the challenges that I've kind of presented to marketing is that if you look at the IPA category, the last time I looked at some of the data, it was fairly evident that, I don't know the exact number, but from memory, I think it was 5 out of every 10 purchases are new and different. So when consumers are going to buy IPAs, 5 out of 10 consumers are looking for IPAs that they've not tried before. And the next time they go, they're in the same position again. So because that's happened in that category, I felt that we really needed to try and work out what we need to do as a business to try and update that particular beer and taking it wherever we feel the consumer wants us to take it. So next year, cold IPAs might be the new thing, in which case we just, that annual review, we just make it a cold IPA, for example, if that's where the current trends are.
Little Creatures is also marking its 21st anniversary with the long overdue launch of its signature pale ale in cans. Paul Daly hopes the new format might tempt drinkers back to this pioneering beer, which, as we heard briefly from Russ earlier on, remains very unique in Australian brewing today in numerous respects.
I don't know if you're aware of any other breweries in Australia that use a hop back. I love that reflection of, you know, the three C's of hops in there. I love the bitterness, that touch of crystal malt, and the fact that it's can conditioned and bottle conditioned. I mean, I don't know, apart from Coopers, who else is secondary fermenting or bottle conditioning their beers these days? Not many people. So I think it's a unique thing. It's beautiful that, you know, that it's still stayed true to what it was in 2000, but it's great to see an evolution of the brand now really keeping up with where the curve is, bringing out that Pacific Ale and also moving into making that hazy IPA. I can't remember in my 7 years within the business that I've seen anything as big as this, especially when you look at the pack refresh, everything moving into cans, besides obviously Rogers and Little Creatures Pale Ale, which is still dual ranged in both, which is really important. But I think it's great to see a little bit of life breathed back into the brand that has been around for, you know, 21 years now, and seeing that cherub front and center fits right there perfectly with what people are wanting right now. And I really hope that people enjoy it.
And you can find both Little Creatures Pacific Ale and Hazy IPA nationwide in both independents and national retailers. Visit littlecreatures.com.au for further information. The Drinks Adventures podcast is produced by me, James Atkinson, with additional production and mixing by Dave Robertson. You can find complete transcripts, links, and other information on the show at drinksadventures.com.au. You can follow me on all social media platforms at By James Atkinson, like my Facebook page, James Atkinson Drinks Adventures, to be kept informed of podcast giveaways and other news about the show. The Drinks Adventures podcast needs your support as listeners. Please do us a favour and leave an honest review and rating for the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. We love hearing your feedback, and it helps inform other people this is a show worth listening to. Or simply drop us a line at hello@drinksadventures.com.au.